You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
A new report from Our Land and Water has found it will be very challenging to achieve New Zealand's water quality goals. First, I spoke to Tom Snowder, report lead author and director of Land Water People, about their research findings.
This study was the first assessment of where bottom lines, so those are minimum acceptable states for water quality, that are related to port contaminants, nitrogen, phosphorus, E. coli and sediment, across where the bottom lines are exceeded across New Zealand. And the purpose of the work really was to show how large the gap is between our regulatory bottom lines, our minimum acceptable states, and where currently water quality is.
So what is the current state of our freshwater in Aotearoa?
Well, this study shows that we're currently not achieving our regulatory minimum acceptable states by quite large margins, both at the national scale, but also for at least one contaminant in most regions in New Zealand. And there are some catchments that are not achieving these regulatory minimum standards for several contaminants. So that's not a huge surprise. We've been aware of this for a long time. What this study brings is more explicit quantification of by how much and where these exceedances of national bottom lines are occurring.
For those who might not know, can you tell our listeners about what freshwater encompasses?
Yes, so this study encompasses rivers, lakes and estuaries. And that doesn't account for all freshwaters because, of course, we have groundwater, which is important. That wasn't considered in this study. So this study is focusing on those three, what we call, surface water receiving environments, rivers, lakes and estuaries.
What would the implications be of New Zealand not meeting national freshwater standards?
Yeah, regional councils, under the National Policy Statement for Freshwater, regional councils have to put in place regional plans that will define how those minimum acceptable states will eventually be achieved. The regional councils are currently in the process of preparing those plans, and this information is useful to them because it tells them about the size of that task or the size of the challenge that their plans need to address, and obviously where these problems are occurring, and therefore they're using that process to identify the sorts of actions that they're going to need to take in the future to achieve these minimum acceptable states.
What outcomes do you hope will come from the findings of your research?
What we hope is that this information is useful both to regional and central government primarily. And as I said, the benefit to them is it provides robust quantification of the size of the challenge and the size of the gap and where those challenges are across New Zealand's landscape.
I also spoke to Jenny Webster-Brown, director of Our Land and Water National Science Challenge, about the water standards outlined in the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management 2020. I started off by asking her about what these standards are.
The National Policy Statement for Freshwater, the goal of that legislation is to maintain our water quality where it's good and improve it where it's not. So all the instruments and tools that are contained in that legislation are designed to help us achieve that goal. The 2020 version is simply the latest revision of the NPS, or evolution, if you like, of the NPS freshwater management. The process began, and I think it was heralded in 2011, and there's been three revisions of it so far, because it is an evolving document as we get more and more data and information that supports our approach to improve freshwater quality in New Zealand. The current research, the research that's being released now, is designed to help implement the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management. It shows us where in New Zealand we need to reduce contaminant levels to achieve a national bottom line that is the lowest water quality that would be acceptable. And it shows how much we need to reduce contaminants flowing off the land into our freshwater systems in order to achieve those national bottom lines. It's very topical at the moment because the implementation of the 2020 version of the NPSFM is the responsibility of regional councils, and they are currently working on this. It has to be in place by next year.
In your opinion, can New Zealand achieve the goals outlined in this national policy statement, and what might we need to do in order to achieve these goals?
The goals in the national policy statement are very achievable, but they won't be achievable unless we make some changes. Those changes will inevitably create pain for some, particularly people on agricultural land, which is currently using the type of farming that leaches a lot of contaminants into the environment. We have always known that. The goals were set knowing that they would require change, that they weren't going to be easily achievable. But if the science community in New Zealand was going to set such goals again, say there was, they decided to redo the NPSFM, the same levels of contaminants that were acceptable would be derived, because it would effectively be using the same data set, and the science is pretty clear on this, that we need to have those contaminant levels reduced to national bottom lines if we are going to achieve good water quality. And New Zealanders feel very strongly about good water quality in our country.
What recommendations would you give to our incoming government when it comes to water management?
Well, my first recommendation obviously would be not to redo the National Policy Statement of Freshwater Management. There are opportunities obviously to work on it, to improve its capabilities as more and more monitoring data becomes available and we learn more and more about the tolerance of our freshwater systems. But to completely replace it and start all over again would be a massive waste of time, and it would leave us with no legislation in the interim. The key thing that we want to emphasise is that the research that's been released now is not intended to be recommending in any way that the national bottom lines be changed. It is simply an indication of where we need to spend the money, where we need to invest in order to meet the national bottom lines. So it defines which contaminants, whereabouts in New Zealand we have to invest the most effort, and how much we need to reduce those contaminant loads to meet our national policy statement for freshwater management. It's meant to be a supporting piece of information, not a critique of the national policy statement's aims and objectives.
That was report lead author and director of Land, Water, People, Ton Snelder, followed by director of Our Land and Water National Science Challenge, Ginny Webster-Brown, talking about new research into New Zealand's water quality.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.